President Abe Lincoln, writer Mark Twain, candy maker Milton Hershey, country singer Tammy Wynette, actor Burt Reynolds, and tycoon Donald Trump. What do they all have in common? At some point in their careers, they all found themselves in bankruptcy court. The nation's controversial new bankruptcy law goes into effect tomorrow and could really change the landscape for people who can't get themselves out of debt. We've asked NPR's Nora Rahm to join us. In addition to her work as a newscaster here, she's a bankruptcy attorney and has written a new book called Surviving Personal Bankruptcy. Hello, Nora.
Hi, Debbie.
Thanks for being here. Now, this new bankruptcy law goes into effect on Monday, and I've been reading that there's been a huge increase in the number of people that have filed for bankruptcy in the past month alone. And I understand the deadline is midnight tonight?
Yes, people must act before midnight tonight if they want to be under the old law. So now it's really too late to find somebody to get the paperwork in.
Why do people want to be under the old law? Is it going to be harder under the new one?
It will be harder. I think a lot of people are panicking. There are two kinds of bankruptcy for people rather than companies, a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 13. The Chapter 13 is a payback plan where you pay to the court what you don't need to live on. The Chapter 7 is a liquidation. It's like a going out of business sale for people. They give all their property to the court sells it off and pays it to the creditors as far as it goes.
Okay, so under Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you're allowed to sell off all of your property, use that money to pay off your debt, even if it doesn't meet all of your debt, and whatever's left over as far as you still owe gets wiped clean. You're starting fresh and you're clear.
That's exactly right. Now, the new law will force more people to choose the Chapter 13 kind. It will say that people with a certain income level in their state for their family size will not be allowed to file a Chapter 7, no matter how dire their circumstances are. What the amount they'll have to pay every month will be determined by what's left over after expenses. And instead of taking what their real expenses are, the court will see that they have to go by what the government thinks they should be spending, not what they're really spending in life. And you're not allowed to spend more than that. If you really have to, too bad.
One of the major provisions that I've been reading about in the new law is that this will require all people to first go to one of these credit counseling agencies before they can file for bankruptcy. Is that right?
That's correct. Everybody who files for bankruptcy, whether a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, will have to get credit counseling within the 6 months before filing.
I've seen the ads for those, and I think I even get phone calls from time to time from some of these organizations. And I understand that they're under scrutiny, some of them, by the IRS and by courts as well for maybe misleading consumers.
There have been a lot of problems in the industry lately. And it's quite troubling. In fact, I've perhaps it's been the nature of my practice, but I've never seen credit counseling work for people. I see their failures, and sometimes their victims. There are actually some sleazy places that will take people's money, and they'll never do anything. They won't pay the creditors with it. And another problem with going to a credit counseling place is that as soon as you sign up for that, your credit score plummets.
How will people know who to go to if that's something that they have to do now under the law?
The trustee's office for each jurisdiction will maintain a list of approved places. So there will be, I'm sure they will investigate them carefully, so that each trustee's office will have a list of acceptable places.
Is there a sense that there are going to be enough of those out there to handle it?
That's a real concern. In fact, the law says that places, jurisdictions where they don't have enough credit places, then that requirement would not be required of people.
The new law was pushed strongly by banking and business interests. What's in it for them? What's the advantage for them in having the law changed?
It will keep more people from simply wiping out their debts. It will force people into Chapter 13s. Well, at least they'll pay something. It will discourage people from even trying to file bankruptcy. Probably a lot of people who are now filing quickly through tonight in order to beat the new law, probably a lot of them would actually qualify under the new law as well, but they're scared. And I think once the new law is really in effect, then a lot of people won't even pursue it. They'll think that, well, bankruptcy is no longer an option for me.
Thank you. NPR's Nora Rahm, a bankruptcy attorney and author of Surviving Personal Bankruptcy.
Thank you.